This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December of last year, 2021. And I'm talking about Natural Shrimp Incorporated. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. And with me today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Gerald Easterlin. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
And thank you for having us back. It's a great honor, and we're excited about to bring people up today. We're actually reviewing, you know, where we've been and where we're going. And I know most of our shareholders want to hear that.
Well, let's talk about that. Just so bring us up to speed, what happened in 2021?
Okay. You know, you remember, you know, back in 2020, in March of 2020, our building burned down, and we said we would raise from the ashes. Well, actually, that's what we've done. You know, little did we realize how fast we had grown and how much support we've had in the financial sector. But one of the big things was in 2020, you know, we had about a $3 million total asset line on our balance sheet. And then in December 31 of 2020, we moved it up to over $15 million. And then as of December 31 of 2021, we will have $41 million on our total asset line item. So we went from $3 million to $41 million on our total assets, and which is phenomenal. And that means we've been backed by the investment banking community. And we understand people have made a lot of money with us, but also we wouldn't be sitting here talking about a company that's getting ready to explode into 2022. You know, one of the things we had to do early on, and one of the commitments Bill Williams and I had, was to get our natural shrimp shareholders over into our public company. And it's been a convoluted, crazy process, but it's happened. We got it done. And 70% of those shareholders are locked up under a 15-month lockup agreement. And obviously, most of the other shareholders are not going to look at selling their stock at all. So we've got that commitment done. It's behind us. It's part of the NASDAQ requirements. And it was something we finished in December. So that's an exciting time for us.
Well, let's talk about 2022. You know, I was doing my research, reading your press releases. I want to particularly talk about the press release that came out January 31st, partnership with Gulf Seafood, Inc. And when I read this press release, I go, no, this can't be right. I got to find out more about this. You guys are, you know, the big thing was, hey, if we're going to go from conception to actually, you know, creating revenue. And when I read this article, I go, I think they're going to get there. I think they're there. First deliveries were around November of last year. But the thing about it is, you're keeping shrimp alive when you're shipping them with this packaging through GSI. It's a waterless packaging. Explain, please.
Yes, you know, it's a phenomenal thing to happen for us, and we're very fortunate, sort of like everything else happened to the company, sort of being in the right place in the right time. But the big thing is that he's developed this package over 10 years, over the last decade. And he came to us in the middle of summer at the Texas Restaurant Show, and when he came to Stephen Alexander, he said he wanted to do live shrimp. I basically said, no, I'm not really interested. Well, since then, they convinced me, Marco and Vandenberg, and, you know, everybody, this is the most amazing opportunity for the company and the shareholders, because what it gives us is a tremendous market that's virtually untapped, that we can provide a consistent supply of live shrimp to mostly the Asian markets initially, but it allows. He can fulfill all of our production needs over 2022, everything we build out, including the San Antonio and the San Antonio expansion, the Florida facility we're getting ready to build, and Las Vegas / California facility. We want to locate it as close as we can to the California border, because the West Coast has a huge Asian market and a big demand for live seafood, specifically shrimp.
Well, let me interject here for a second. And correct me if I'm wrong. Your market cap is around $180 million.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to talk about shrimp production. How are we going to get to that market cap? Where are we at shrimp production, and where we go forward here in the next two or three quarters?
Well, in the last quarter, we announced we were going to be, we'd have the 25,000 pounds shipped out in the last quarter, and it didn't happen. And it didn't happen for multiple reasons. Obviously, there was more complexity to getting into the live shrimp market as far as setting up packaging, setting up chill lines, and setting up the whole procedure and training people. The second piece of that is our hatcheries end up getting hit with COVID. We also did our production facilities and have recovered now. And some of their delivery of the PLs that were delayed and actually not even existent in December. So it really was an effect on COVID hit us again. You know, those are the things we don't have any control over. And also from the construction side and rebuilding and remodeling our facilities all the way to the hatchery side. But we're on target. We're moving. We're behind schedule probably 6 months. Other than that, we're off the races with this. And it's a tremendous thing. We just now finished up the live shrimp line in La Coste. So it could be this week. Next week, we'll do our first test runs of live shrimp out of La Coste. In Webster City, we already, you know, obviously we're delivering out of there. Excuse me. So we're moving forward. We expect to be, you know, in full-blown, when I say full-blown production, we're ramping it up as we build out in Webster City. You know, our production rates go on up. It's going to take us all year to get full Webster City up in full production. In the middle of that, we'll ramp it up each week. The beauty of this whole program is the profit margins are so much higher for us. It allows us not to, on the profit side, on the P&L side, we should be in a cash flow positive situation by the fourth quarter.
Let's talk about international licenses. We touched a little bit about that last time you were on the show. Where are we at with that?
Okay. We've got people, obviously, as we become aware of what we're doing and with not only shrimp but also salmon, we've got people coming out of the woodwork wanting to work with us, wanting to be joint venture, wanting to be licensee. And currently, we've got multiple companies, both in salmon and shrimp, you know, have reached out to us to work with us in international licensing. So that's in process. It ties into Marine Home RAS Lab testing of the salmon. We're in our yep. second phase. It kick started in February. It took us longer. We're supposed to start at the end of December. You know, everything, COVID, just sheer of getting people over there, getting equipment over to the RAS Lab and get it set up. You know, people had to have COVID restrictions they had to follow. So it's been quite a nightmare. But I can tell you, as we sit here today, it's 100% up and running. Everybody's excited about the first phases, and it's a five-month test on the salmon testing over there.
So you're saying the breadth of the company looks better than it has ever?
I'm telling you, if we're in the best shape we've ever been. We've got over $6 million in cash today in the bank. I couldn't tell you that the last time we talked. You know, we've bought all the licenses, you know, and we've acquired Barrel Blue. The company's in the best financial state it's ever been as we move towards NASDAQ uplift.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, your stock's sitting at around 27 cents a share. How are we going to get from here to the NASDAQ uplift?
Well, you know, there will be a reverse. We're not going to hide that. And I think Bill even talked about it a little bit. And the numbers, I can't tell you, but it will happen between now and April 15th. The shareholders will be notified, you know, exactly how that's all going to roll out. But we have targeted to be uplifted. One of the big things we had to do was finish up the convertible preferred Series A that we had with holding, and that'll be terminated. And that's one of the big things we had to do, which was back up the natural shrimp conversion shareholders into shrimp, which has been done. Actually, this week it should be completed almost 100%.
So, do you after that? Do you have any more convertible debt?
No, only with, we do have with GHS, still has some out, but not a lot. All that's at a fair rate. I think it's at 35 cents. It's higher than what the trading fee is right now.
Right.
So,
before I let you go, Gerald, just give my listeners, your stockholders, just kind of an overview of how you see things going here for the next two or three quarters and what you really want them to take away from today's interview.
Well, you know, obviously there's people, you know, like the Gold Panda Bulgarian cyber blogger, you know, putting out, you know, short, you know,
right.
and people don't understand that, you know, and I understand they get scared. But the reality of where we are, we have more cash in the bank than we've ever had. We've got more support as we go up on the uplift. We have some major financial institutions that won't touch OTCVB, but will get behind us on NASDAQ. They're all in place. We're going to multiple conferences. We're getting ready to go to the Roth conference. We're going to serve them all shrimp. You know, that's where we got the Joseph Gunner Group, which did the last raise for us. So we have Roth Capital and Joseph Gunner both working with us on our next capital needs. And what's unique, what we're going to do, we're not going to raise capital on the uplift. We're going to get our company uplifted, and then we'll raise the capital after we're uplifted on NASDAQ.
Do you think going to the conference there in March, you think that's going to do something for you on the Lions Capital, the Four Seasons Resort there in Palm Beach?
That's going to do so much for us, because one of the things, actually, Roth Capital just published their updated research report, and they're at 43 cents target. So, you know, they're a lot higher than we are today. So, you know, the point is where we end up, what we're able to do in such a short order with our live sales, and the margins we're going to be able to show. Well, also at that conference, we'll have some of the technical group with us that will end up presenting some of the technical side of what we're going to do. We're actually, because our technology is so unique and patented, and the opportunity we have, we're also looking at water remediation on top of everything else we're doing on the thin fish side.
Gerald, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I'm a big fan and have been a big fan for many years that you've been on the show. The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Media is Natural Shrimp Incorporated. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. Take a look at them. I think they're a good buy down here where they're sitting at. But that's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it, and everyone should do their own due diligence. Gerald, thank you so much. Looking forward to you coming back in the next 40 or 50 days and giving us an update.
Okay, we will. Thank you very much for having us, and you know, it's all about shrimp from here on out.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.